Joining us on the line from Kerala, India, we have Nida Praveen, a student lead and activist, and we talk about controversy that has resulted from a group of Muslim girls at a school that were prevented from attending classes because they were wearing the hijab, the headscarf. Nida, very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you. Goodbye.
So give us the story. What exactly happened? We understand this is in a place called Karnataka in Udupi, India.
Okay, so this is happening in Karnataka in Udupi, which is southern part of India. And for the last 3 weeks, 8 students from the government pre-university college for girls in Udupi district of Karnataka have been banned from entering their classroom for just for wearing the hijab or headscarf. So for the last period and all, they were not wearing it because they thought that it is banned in the college, but they came to know that it is not. And when they started to wear the hijab, they were banned from entering to their classroom. And till now they were not ready to remove their hijab. The teacher had been pulled them, asked them to remove their hijab and enter the class, and there had been the teachers, and they had a long meeting with the parents and teachers and everyone, but till now they are banned from the classrooms and they are marked as absentees. It's for the last 3 weeks they are marked as absentees in the class. So this is what actually happened in the Udupi district of Karnataka in the government field college.
Now, the picture of the girls sitting outside the classroom doing their work has gone viral globally. It's been reported on by Al Jazeera and others. One of the girls, Afrin Fatima, was quoted as saying, "This is Islamophobia, it is apartheid, plain and simple." How is it being covered in the media in India, and what's the sentiment?
Yeah, so as they said, it's Islamophobia and apartheid. For the last 70 years, we can see this in India. The larger ideology of this is to build a Hindu rashtra. And for them, they just need to remove all the religious symbols, all the Muslim religious symbols. So we can see this from the destruction of the Babri Masjid and many more masjid, and now to the removing of hijab, like forcing them to remove the hijab, and it's Islamophobia, as they said, and very strong. The girls are very strong. They are still fighting for this. And as you asked, how the media had responded to it, it's the part of the mainstream media. I think in India, they always dramatize for them. This process of dramatization of evil, where they always vilify the hijab, they always vilify the burqa, they always vilify the skull caps wear by the Muslim men. So for them, this is not the issue. For them, always the headings or the head titles of their medias are to remove the hijab, not to. They never talk for the rights of the Muslim women. So I believe. Whether if we look into the Indian medias or any newspapers, you can't see the headlines of this. You can't never see this right or the struggle for their rights of these Muslim students. So this is how the media responds here. Only the very few medias had responded to this, including the news minutes, Maktub media, and some other medias. So which talks for the minorities specifically. So no other mainstream media want to talk about this. And also we had seen in the other issues, like Muslim women issues, which have recently bullied by and solidarity issue also, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. I have been a victim of this bully by, and when we attended a press meet, there were a lot of press were there, and only a few of them, I could say this, three of them were ready to report this. We're ready to broadcast our press meet. So this is some media in India, actually.
So, generally speaking, in India, is there any problems apart from this one incident now that has made headlines or a few isolated incidents? Generally speaking, can girls go with a hijab or a niqab or loose-fitting clothing and attend schools, public schools?
So if you're basically looking to the Karnataka, that their government, their protocol itself, there is nothing like uniform itself. So this particular college has forced them to wear a uniform, and everyone is wearing their uniform there, and there is nothing like a particular dress code for them. And so hijab is never in their protocol somewhere. Return thing, there is nothing like that, but this is what happens. The school authorities, and Karnataka is basically is ruled by the Modi government, BJP government, so we can't expect most of this. And this is not a particular thing like this, like a single isolated thing. This has been in India for long. So in last year in Kasaragod, one of the districts in Kerala, a school has banned a student from wearing hijab in an examination. But that doesn't last for a long struggle, because when the authorities, when the organizations like Fraternity Movement talk with the school authorities, they were ready to give her exam. Okay, so this had been a long protest, but this particular case in Karnataka in Udupi it's now been 3 weeks, and children were still marked as attended. So this should be taken into very seriously, how the whole system has together been trying to erase everything, every religious symbols of the Muslim.
All right, Nila, shukran for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting.
That was Nida Parveen, a student leader and activist, talking to us from Kerala in India about this school where Muslim girls were barred from wearing scarves, and they basically put them out of the class, left them out of the class. And it continues to rage, this controversy. It's coming up to 7:30. We break for the latest news headlines. And after that, inshallah, we will continue. Mawlana Wajah will come in and do the words for the day. And we continue with tafsir of Surah An-Nahl.
News headlines. A blitz of what's current on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Making headlines this half hour, Basic Education Minister Anjumat Shekha has congratulated the matric class of 2021 for achieving high quality passes despite the pandemic. The National Senior Certificate matric class of 2021 overall pass rate stands at 76.4%. The Nurul Islam Muslim School in Indonesia obtained a 100% matric pass rate. Speaking to Radio Islam, Principal Abba Radia has more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Nurul Islam School, alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of the Almighty Allah, have attained 100% pass rate. We would like to congratulate all our staff members, learners and parents for their dedication and commitment in producing these excellent results. Through the challenges of COVID, we were able to navigate successfully. This so through our small classes, where we were able to remain open throughout the year and equip our learners with the necessary knowledge and skills to achieve. A hearty congratulations goes out to all the matriculants across the country. May the Almighty bless each of you, the matriculants of 2022 to come, and keep you and your family safe with Afia. Our message to the matrics of 2022, aim high, persevere, and push through. Remember the Almighty Allah every day, and success is sure to follow. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Now in the African continent, a vehicle carrying explosive used in mining collided with a motorcycle and blew up in western Ghana, leaving at least 17 people dead and injuring 59 others. Nearby towns have been asked to open up public spaces, including classrooms and churches, to survivors. The president said that the explosion had resulted in the loss of lives without giving further details. The police were on the scene along with fire and ambulance services. And finally, a state-of-the-art Turkish hospital, Medipol, has launched health services for foreigners living in Turkey under its social responsibility program. With the new project, the hospital will offer all the services available to health tourists to foreigners residing in Turkey at an affordable cost. And that's it for your headlines. Stay tuned for more news at the top of the hour.
Keep up with all the latest happenings on air and online. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Radio Islam. Traffic updates on Radio Islam International.
And now taking a look at what's happening on the roads this Friday morning in Gauteng. In Jet Park, there's an accident scene on the R21 North before Griffiths slowing down traffic. In Somerset, there's about a 30-minute delay on Garden Road between Acacia and Wiskan. And in Tembisa, expect more than a 20-minute delay on Link Road between Samolele and Pretoria Road. And in Sandton, there's various traffic lights that are not working, and that is due to a power outage. And here in KwaZulu-Natal, there's no major issues to report on, but there is slow-moving traffic on the M13 eastbound, and that is due to an earlier accident. And that's it for the roads this morning. For Radio Islam International, I'm Hadra Kota.
Radio Islam International. The world is our community. Words with water. We will give you three random words you need to construct into one sentence. Think hard, ponder deep, and be innovative. Juggle your brains and employ your thoughts in meaningful fun as you construct a sentence that will inspire, motivate, and uplift, or perhaps just make someone laugh. Allow your mind to be the canvas of imagination.
So congratulations coming in for the matriculants, and we obviously focus on our Muslim students. They've done well, mashallah, and our Muslim schools as well. The news team is taking feedback from principals or spokespersons for the various Muslim schools. The Indonesia Muslim School, LMS, has done exceptionally well as well, and there's a voice note that has come through from the principal there, Apa Nazreen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Apa Nazreen. I'm very happy, a very elated Apa Nazreen from Lanesha Muslim School. I'm so proud to announce that the school achieved for the third time 100% pass rate. We had in total subject distinctions 153 A's. Six of our learners achieved full house. We have learners with distinctions in the following categories. Learners with 8 A's. A's 2, 7 A's 4, 6 A's 1, and 5 A's 2. We have 100% pass rate again with a bachelor pass of 90%. Two of our learners will be receiving the provincial awards at today's announcement of the National Senior Certificate 2021 matric results. We have Mohammed Wadi, who obtained 100% in LO, Mathematics and Life Science. And we have Mohammed Asil bin Hussein Peer, who's got 99% in Business Studies and Life Sciences. These excellent results are only due to the hard work of my educators. They are amazing at LMS. They are truly amazing.